Zok the Heilige Mishnah Vayitra Masechtes Peya Perik Beis Mishnah Vav. In the last Mishnah we learned that if someone plants two different types of wheat in one field, so it depends. If he piles it all up in one pile, Asan Goyden Achas, he treats it like it's one. He gives one Peya for both. If he does Shtei Granos, he has to give two Peyas. So our Mishnah tells us as follows. Maisa, there was a story. Shezara Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzbah. Reb Shimon from Mitzbah planted two different types of wheat in one field. And the Shaila came Lefnei Reb Gamliel before Reb Gamliel to ask, does he have to give one Peya or two Peyas? We also learned in the previous Mishnah, just to remind ourselves, that if let's say the entire field is one meal, let's say the entire field is wheat, even if you do two piles, Vada, you only give one Peya. If the entire field is two separate minim, like wheat and barley, even if you do one pile, you have to give two separate payas. The shiloh is only about, let's say, two types of wheat. It's not mamish the same, but it's not really different. Let's say brown wheat and white wheat. That's what our Mishnah is referring to. So Maisa, again, there was a story, Shazar Reb Shimon Ish HaMitzvah, two different types of wheat in one field. And they came before Rabban Gamliel to ask the shiloh, they have to give paya once or twice. You have to give him each one separate, or can you give one for both? Va'alu, and the two of them went up, L'lishkas HaGazes, to the Lishkas HaGazes in the Beis HaMikdash, that's where the Sanhedrin sat. V'shalu, and they asked him the Shiloh. Apparently, Reb Gamliel didn't know the answer, and he wasn't embarrassed to say, we don't know the answer. He said, let's go find out. And they went up to the Lishkas HaGazes. This Lishka was a big hall that was open to the Azari in the Beis HaMikdash. It's where the great Sanhedrin, 71 members Sanhedrin of the Gedolei Yisrael sat there, and they passed Shilas. And they asked this Shilah, two types of wheat, one payer or two payers. Amar Nachum Halavlus, so Nachum the cipher said, Mekubalani me Rebbe Miyasha, I have a Kabbalah from Rebbe Yasha. Shekibel me Abba was Mekabal from my father, Shekibel min Hazugais was Mekabal from the peers. Some are Goyris, some have a different reading. Not that he was mekabel from my father, the cipher wasn't saying from his father. Rather, he said he has a mesoira from Rav Yaasha, who was mekabel from Rav Miyasha's father. In other words, so it says me aviv, not abba. And they were mekabel from the peers. Who are the peers? Remember Pirkei Avos? Starting from during Bayasheni until the Dar of Hillel v'Shammai, there were peers. Two tzaddikim that led Klal Yisrael. One was officially the Nasi, the other was the Av Bezdin. The last of the pairs were Hillel and Shammai. Before that was Shammai and Naphtali. In any event, these pairs of tzaddikim, they had a psak shekiblum and a neviim. They were makabel ishmin pi ishram the neviim. Halach l'mayshem esina. Now let's remember the neviim were not makabel the Torah directly from Moshe Rabbeinu. They were makabel from the zakenim who were makabel from Yehoshua who was makabel from Moshe Rabbeinu. That's how the Mefarshim explain this. But that's what the Mishnah means. It's a direct Mesorah. And the Psak is clear. Bezereya Esedeya, if somebody plants on his field, Shnei Minechit and two different types of wheat. So it's like we said, Imasan Goyden Achas, if he piles it into one pile on the threshing floor, Nice and Peya Achas, he gives one Peya for both. Shtei Geronais, if he made two piles, then Nice and Shtei Peyas, he gives two Peyas.